You're in a bit over your head, aren't you? You've got that look in your eyes. I've seen it before. The merchandise is always so nervous, but it goes a bit deeper than nerves with you. I see regrets, fear, terror even. But you signed a contract. You had a full year of training to back up. It's too late for second thoughts now. This is what you wanted, right? Is it the uncertainty that has you so frightened? Not knowing where you'll end up? You're minutes away from an answer, assuming you perform well. In a few moments, I'll lead you out that door by your leash, and then you'll kneel and perform for your prospective buyers, won't you? You'll display yourself beautifully. You'll come follow my orders and come for us. After all, how can you expect someone to purchase a pleasure slave untested? Do well, and you'll be purchased. Some fine lady or gentleman, maybe a couple, will have their use of you for the length of your contract. You'll be treated well, cared for like any other valuable piece of property, like a prize-winning racehorse or a show dog. Most slaves enjoy it. They even, what shall I call it, re-enlist after their contract's up. That is, the ones that sell at auction do. If you don't sell tonight, well, I don't expect you'll enjoy your fate. Because, my dear, the alternative is, well, not quite so pretty as becoming a toy for one of our clients. You'll go to a common whorehouse to serve out the remainder of your contract. And I must admit, most of the proprietors of those establishments are not as diligent as our members in their adherence to our rules. The restrictions in your contract. Well, they're hard to enforce when a slave is sold outside our circle. Some of the girls who end up in a whorehouse just disappear, fall off the grid entirely. We have no idea what happened to them. So I suggest you put on quite the show, darling. Almost as if your life were depending on it. Perhaps it is. On your feet and follow me. You're not to speak until I tell you to. And you will obey every command I give you while you're on display. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me the pleasure of presenting to you our first sale of the evening. Lot 815. She's new merchandise, fresh from our training facility. She knows the basics, but is in need of some refinement. I think you agree, though, that she is a lovely piece of clay for one of you fine patrons to mold. Over the next few minutes, she will demonstrate her abilities and charms for you. Once she's completed her performance, I'll open the bidding. Girl, tell the audience your name. Thank you. You may begin by stripping bare. This one likes being on display, even though she won't admit it yet. All the blushing and the looking away. Still, some of you might find her silly coyness to be an asset. This sort of discomfort can be quite entertaining to watch, after all. Imagine her serving at a party at your estate, dressed in a uniform, or perhaps naked. Bringing drinks to your guests, then falling to her knees and servicing them at the snap of your fingers. What do you think, Does that sound like fun to you? Kneel down with your knees apart and your hands crossed above your head. Good girl. Ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to step forward and examine the merchandise more closely. You may touch her wherever you wish, except for her cunt. That is reserved for her buyer. Excellent, sir. That's right. Pull her hair and out of the way. Why, yes, she does have excellent posture, especially when giving that sort of reminder. Yes, feel free to squeeze her tits. Are they firm enough for you, miss? Pinch a nipple if you like. See how responsive they are. Your first moan, ladies and gentlemen. Do you like what you hear? Oh, yes, sir. Her contract does include your right to have her pierced, should you wish to decorate her nipples or her clit. Any more permanent marks, branding, tattooing? That's all negotiable when the final contract is signed. Open your mouth, girl. He'll want to see that too. If he buys you, I'm sure he'll make good use of it. Wider. And look the gentleman in the eye. Good. Of course you may, madam. Girl, lie on your back and hold your knees apart. Let customers see the rest of you. Such a pretty sight. That sweet little cunt. With just the first hint of wetness starting to show, let's see if we can get her a bit more aroused. Girl, take your right hand and trace it down your body. Twist your right nipple. Nice and hard. That's it. Then trail it down your cunt. No, you may not touch your clit yet. Slip a finger inside yourself. Then bring it up to your lips. Now suck, as though it were your master's cock. Get every drop of that wetness off your finger. Tell the ladies and gentlemen what you taste like. Very nice. Go back to kneeling and keep your legs spread. Hands back at your nipples. Rub them and pinch them until they're painfully hard. Look out onto the audience and you imagine one of their mouths on those tits, girl. Maybe her beautiful red lips? Or would you prefer to feel his beard prickling at your tender skin? No? You don't need to hold back your moans. They're buying your voice as well as your body. Ladies and gentlemen, can't you just picture her in ropes? Those breasts bound, tightly, perhaps clamped. Pinch yourself, girl, as hard as you can. Pain looks good on her, doesn't it? Imagine just how far you can push her. Now spread your knees wider and bring your left hand down. Rub your clit, slowly, and thrust your hips for us. Yes, that's it. Now, move them in circles. She does move nicely, doesn't she? Look at those tits bouncing for us. There could be a touch more grace, of course. But those final refining details are best left in your capable hands. How do you feel, girl? We can all hear how wet you're getting. I think that gentleman in the front is close enough to smell you. Take your hands away from your clit. Go back to playing with your breasts for a few moments. Would anyone like to see what she looks like when someone slaps her? Excellent. Girl, slap your cunt 3 times and count them out for us. Oh, please. You can hit yourself harder than that. Again. Much better. Now turn around and get on all fours. Show your ass to your customers. Arch your back, girl, and keep those legs spread wide open. Right hand this time. Hit yourself. I want to see you leave a little handprint on your ass. Count them for me, girl. 4 on each cheek. All right, stay in that position and rub your clit. Hard this time. How does it feel to have all those strangers' eyes on you while you bring yourself to the brink? You're just loving it, aren't you? Aw, oh, you poor little whore. You'll do anything to get off, wouldn't you? You desperately need a cock inside you, don't you? You'd even take one in your ass, here, in front of all these people. Now crawl over to that table. There's a toy sitting there. Grab it. No, not with your hands, silly girl. With your mouth, of course. Now crawl back to us and lie down on your back with your legs spread. Start with just your fingers. Two of them inside your cunt. Now, fuck yourself. Keep playing with your clit with your other hand. Now, does anyone have any questions for a little toy while she shoves her fingers inside herself? Let's show them how you can multitask, girl. Yes, Una back? You heard a gentleman. Answer his question. How do you like to be fucked? Not a bad answer. Now use the toy. Long and slow strokes to start. I want all these people to watch every inch disappear inside you. In case you couldn't hear her over her own moans, the woman in the red asked if you would serve as women as well as men. The question is irrelevant. Her contract dictates that she'll serve whomever she is sold to in whatever manner pleases them, regardless of gender. Isn't that right? Good girl. Speed up your strokes. Now, these customers need to see you before they consider buying you, but we don't have all evening to wait and watch you. There are, what, 10 more slaves waiting backstage? So I'm going to count down for you. You may do whatever you like to yourself while I count. Move the toy to your ass, or keep fucking yourself at whatever speed you like. Maybe slap your clit. Or just say out loud whatever depraved words will get you off. I couldn't care less precisely how you get there, but when I reach zero, and not a moment more, you will come for us. Or else. 10. Entertain us, won't you? Put on a show for these last few moments. 9. Harder. Stop fooling around. Show us something we haven't seen in a thousand times. 8. You aren't very good at this, are you? You're actually boring me. 7. Surely you can do better than this. Hopefully all that training didn't go to waste on you. 6. Do you need some help? Ladies and gentlemen, would anyone like to fuck this little whore? Until she comes. 5. Or one of the waiters. Or busboys. Any takers among the staff? I'm not entirely convinced she's good enough for a paying customer. 4. If you think you are a girl, prove it. Show us just what an obliging slut you can be. 3. Worked up body. Impress us. Make these people feel like you're fucking their cocks. 2. Have you had enough yet? You must be so close. 1. Time to beg. Tell the ladies and gentlemen exactly what you do to be allowed to come. Beg them for your release. If they like what they hear, I'll move on with your final count. 0. Come. Let us all hear you. There is no need to be shy about it. We've been watching you debase yourself for, 15-20 minutes now. A little screaming couldn't possibly be more shameful than the other things you've done on this stage. Again with the blushing. Get on your knees, whore, and smile at the audience. Now, who would like to place the opening bid? Ladies and gentlemen,